That's it. Thank you.
Hello, is Joe Flores there?
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. First of all, do you or does any member of your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. Are you 21 years old or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you so much. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yes, Hispanic.
Thank you so much. What is your race?
Salvadorian.
Okay, thank you so much. And let me ask you, what is your age?
What is the what?
What is your age?
Well, my age is, I'm 48.
Thank you so much. And now I'm going to review a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if this is the most important for you, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. And, for example, protecting Social Security and Medicare from 0 to 10.
Ten.
Thank you so much. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
5.
Thank you. Addressing immigration and border issues.
10.
Thank you so much. Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
And
thank you so much. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for the Hispanic and Latino community?
Staying the same.
Thank you so much. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
About the same.
Thank you. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino community? You can select up to two, for example, marijuana and other cannabis products, opioids and fentanyl, alcohol, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, vaping, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, or cigarettes.
So what was the question?
So for this list that I already mentioned to you,
yeah.
For you, you can select two that for you is the most or have the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino community.
If you want cocaine and what's the other one? Yeah, alcohol.
Alcohol, and you can select another one.
Cocaine.
Thank you so much. And well, I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy, folks. Focus on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm and reduction would improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community?
Yes, agree.
Do you agree? And is that strongly agree or just somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you so much. Now, I would like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. For example, heat not burn tobacco products?
Yeah, familiar.
Very familiar or somewhat familiar?
Somewhat.
Thank you. E-cigarettes or vapes?
Somewhat familiar.
Thank you. Oral nicotine pouches?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. I would like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly... Thank you.